This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, tape delayed throughout the world. Telephone listen line is up and running. You can listen 24/7 to USA Prepare 605-477-3249. The call-in line is 866-582-9933. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Really well. And I had a question that you are the person to ask. And here's the question. You are in Australia. You've lived in Australia and New Zealand. I would say most, if not all, of your life. Is that right?
I've lived here since I was 17.
Mm-hmm. So, and how about New Zealand?
I'm now 44 years old. So yeah, it's a fair whack of my life.
And you've been
in New Zealand.
Gwyneth, you'll have to speak really closely into your telephone, please.
Okay. How's that? Is that better?
A little bit, yes. Okay, yeah. So you have been a subject of royalty since birth, correct?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So here's the question. I've been thinking about this for a while. The kings, and I was thinking way back to the times of the Vikings, the Nords invading England. And the kings in England had to make decisions. They had to make decisions as to whether they were going to enter battle. They had to make decisions as to where the battles would be best fought, to their advantage, what kinds of weapons. Also, who was going to die in these battles, who they would put at what positions. So there are a lot of decisions that the kings made with respect to the lives of other people, including the lives of their own family, should a family member fall out of line and maybe not be as loyal as he should be, according to the king's way of thinking. So sometimes even those family members were casualties of royalty. Is that correct?
Well, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was fairly common for kings and queens of England to decide that they had just had too many relatives and that some of their relatives needed to die.
Mm-hmm.
And in which case, then the relatives usually were either forced to flee into exile if they got word of it, or they, died. They were arrested, usually on trumped-up charges, raped, lawsuits would happen, and they'd usually be charged with treason and executed.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that leads me to the next line of thinking, and that is, if royalty had done that, why would it be any different today? Why? And I'm talking about royalty today, and I'm talking about other places, like the United States and other countries. So if people get in the way, I believe they get killed, murdered. I believe if a country wants to expand or take territory or take natural resources and they feel that they can get away with it, they just do it. And so I don't think much has changed since the days of the Vikings. I'm talking about 900 A.D. I don't think much has changed. What are your thoughts?
I really don't think much has changed either, except that now people are more aware of these schemes. And knowledge is power. And they're a bit less inclined to just go and bend the knee and roll over and die than they were in previous ages.
Which is kind of like what's happening in Hong Kong right now.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. That is about the sum of it. The people in Hong Kong, they, you know, yeah, over a hundred years ago, yeah, they were a part of China, okay? But that's a lot of water under the bridge in the last 100 years in China. And, you know, in that 100 years, Hong Kong took a different course, and they got, they lived for about 100 years under British common law, which actually gave them a great deal of freedom. And they had the opportunity to develop commerce and industry. At the very same time, their friends and family members in mainland China were sinking under communist dictatorship. And, you know, that was, first of all, under Chairman Mao and then under various other Chinese dictators. And I mean, China has always been ruled by dictators of one sort or another. But the Chinese people have always had a fantastic sense of capitalism and commerce. And they've always been very, very industrious people. They're like ants. They set the rest of the world to shame with regards to their commerce and industry. They really do. But, you know, the Hong Kong people, they had the opportunity for that instinct to really flourish because they didn't have a dictator or a king directly over them. Yes, they had the queen, and then they had, you know, the various other kings and queens that were in the last 100 years or 120 years or whatever. But they had, you know, that was on the other side of the world. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So they had an opportunity to flourish more or less anarchistically for over 100 years. And now they're not inclined to just roll over and go under a communist dictatorship again because they've had a chance of ruling themselves. They actually did really well, became fabulously wealthy, and they're just not going to give it all away. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does, and I'm with them. As a matter of fact, you know, there are a few of us in the United States who think that we can control our own destiny, that we can make our own decisions, that we can do the right thing, that we can help each other, and there are those who want to suppress that and tell us what to do, and so some of us, just like those in Hong Kong, don't like it and don't like being told what to do. And it's not like everyone's a criminal and they have to be under the thumb of the rulers. It's not like that. There are some people who actually are productive and really don't need all of that pressure and oppression in order to do the right thing. So I was just wanted to talk to you about that because I thought you would... you'd be the person to answer that question. And then, of course, that leads us to the next question. So why is it that people look at royalty as, wow, these guys are just, they are worth supporting. They are worth giving cars and allowances and these great big castles and land tracts. They are just wonderful. But in reality, the lineage was of murder and mayhem and war and destruction and disease and famine. And pilfering, and highway robbery, and robbery on the seas. I mean, the crimes that were committed by, we'll call them the government, we'll call it royalty, and it's not just England. It's all over. Why do people put up with that? Why do they think that, you know, if you meet somebody from London, they think the Queen just walks on water. Charles just walks on water. The royal family is the be-all, end-all. And boy, it's so great to support them and give them our money. Why?
Well, I used to think like that. I really, really did. But as time has gone on, I'm less and less inclined to think like that because I'm realizing it's a one-way street. And
right.
The traffic ain't going in my direction. Because historically, in England, okay, the queens and kings were often brutal to their own people, but there were other kings and other queens and other governments elsewhere that were constantly threatening to invade, and if they did, they would literally go from place to place, from village to village, wiping out whole communities, you know. So, one of the reasons why the English put up with their kings and queens is because they kept the kings and queens of France and Germany, the Vikings, and various other places at bay, okay? And, for example, I was watching an anime cartoon this evening, and it was about, it was set in the days of the Vikings, about how King Harald, the first king of Norway, went from place to place, looting and pillaging and raping and murdering together with his men. And it was about this little village in Iceland who didn't want anything to do with King Harald, had been driven out by King Harald, and now they were living up in the far north Arctic. And, there was this other guy who was also a Viking living across the way, and now they were getting driven further west still, okay? And eventually they do end up in America, which the Vikings did end up in America. But what stopped King Harald was William, was the King of England. Okay? He went and he attempted to invade England and he was killed by the King of England. And if the King of England hadn't killed King Harald, the King of the Vikings, then, you know, King Harald would have killed probably a large proportion of the English population, and we would all be speaking a dialect of Old Norse right now instead of an old dialect of Old Saxon. That's the truth of it, you know? So that was the purpose of royalty in the old days, was to actually protect their own people. They were supposed to protect their own people. They weren't supposed to kill their own people, but often they ended up killing their own people. And that was tremendously sad. But usually the damage that an invading army would do would be much worse than the damage that their own people would do to themselves. If that makes sense.
It does. It does. And the English had, and the French and the Vikings all had weapons of war. They would invade each other. There was revenge after revenge after revenge. And a lot of people died. I mean, a lot of people. Needlessly. So instead of discussing and talking and trying to figure out a better way, it was done with the sword, flaming arrows, maces, balls and chains, dungeons, torture, etc. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we're talking about kings and royalty and battles and war. And that leads us to Princess Diana. Now, Princess Diana of Wales was pretty tall. She was 5'10", just 2 inches shorter than you. Gwyneth, and now, but she was a descendant of royalty. From my research, she was part of the British aristocracy. She was a descendant from King Charles II, and her lineage traces to, well, she was related to Winston Churchill, George Washington, John Adams, John Quincy Adams, Millard Fillmore, Calvin Coolidge, Grover Cleveland, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Rutherford B. Hayes, also known as Rutherford B. Hayes, and both Presidents Bush. So she was related to some very famous people, and yet many of us believe that she was murdered. And why? There are a couple thoughts about that. One thing is that Diana was very visible in the campaign to ban landmines. And when she divorced Charles, that settlement included a lump sum of $22.5 million. plus an annual income of $600,000 a year. So that's what it cost to support her after the divorce, the settlement of $22.5 million plus $600,000 a year. So there was really something to this, and the question is, where did that $22.5 million come from, and where did that $600,000 a year come from that she would get to run her office, if you will? So that's a lot of money involved. And I don't think people realize that, especially the English, that there's that much money floating around. A divorce settlement of $22.5 million? Where did it come from? Your thoughts on that?
The British royal family is one of the wealthiest families in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, probably more or less pocket change, actually, mm-hmm. to the amount of wealth that they really have. And I think that it's quite interesting what you were mentioning about that she's descended from Charles II. Because you'll never guess who I was thinking of. Taking this wire during the commercial break. Charles II. Okay. I absolutely believe that Princess Diana was murdered. And my family is, my mother's mother was friends with the Queen Mother when they were young women together in England, because my grandmother was the granddaughter of the Earl of Lindsay, who was neighbours with Elizabeth Bowes Lyon, okay, when she was a young woman. And, this is all almost 100 years ago now that this was happening. The Queen Mother was a lovely lady, but Charles II, oh my gosh, I was actually going to mention this, okay? I think that what I'm about to say will pretty well sum it up in a nutshell. If you go back into that era of history in Charles II's day, okay, Charles II was very nearly not even the king, because he was, his army was sorely defeated by the army of Oliver Cromwell at the Battle of Worcester, to the point of where most of his soldiers were wiped out. And the only reason that Prince Charles, who became Charles II, even survived was because he was kidnapped off the battlefield by a friend of his who was your friendly neighbourhood highwayman, whose name was called Captain James Hind. And I would like to go into the story.
Yeah,
because
we'll...
I think this actually explains a lot, but I can hear music.
Yeah, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The two staffers assigned to watch accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in a federal lockup cell reportedly slept for much of the time they were supposed to be guarding him. That's according to the New York Times. Epstein found hanged in his cell over the weekend. Former mayor of New York Rudy Giuliani is also a former prosecutor there, and he says that facility has clearly gone downhill in recent years.
I remember that facility as being one of the most secure facilities in America. Never had a problem with it because it was so well managed.
American rapper ASAP Rocky has been found guilty of assault following a street fight last June in Stockholm, Sweden. A Swedish court saying today that he doesn't have to do any more jail time there after serving a month in a Swedish detention center, but he has to pay the victim restitution. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day of God,
take my.
When you go to
the
DC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
We've been talking about royalty with Gwyneth Isaacs, and we've been talking about Diana, we've been talking about Charles II, Oliver Cromwell, and we've been talking about the kidnapping. Please continue, Gwyneth, about the kidnapping.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Now, Prince Charles, who was the who would become King Charles II, was kidnapped off the battlefield of the Battle of Worcester by Captain James Hind, who was a highwayman. But he was a royalist highwayman, and he spent his days accosting parliamentary coaches. Okay, England was in the midst of a civil war, and I should mention that I was alive in that day in a previous incarnation, and I was also a highway woman by the name of Lady Catherine Ferrers, and you know, so I was there, and from time to time I have past life memories in dreams or in flashes of those days. And, you know, but what happened was he was transported to a waiting French ship with, you know, whisked off to France. And Oliver Cromwell was very, very angry at this highwayman. And later on, when this particular highwayman, James Hind, accosted his coach, accosted Oliver Cromwell's coach with his gang, Oliver Cromwell had almost his entire gang, together with his partner, Thomas Allen, arrested and hung, drawn, and quartered. And at that time, James Hind escaped and disappeared into obscurity to his old haunts in the poorer parts of London, but he was actually recognised by a former friend of his who was dobbed him in to the Speaker of the House of Commons, and James Hind was arrested and charged with treason and sent to Worcester Racecourse, where he was also hung, drawn and quartered. Which was a particular British punishment that was specially reserved for those who had committed treason. Now, what it was that, you know, the Charles the First was not a very wise king. He sent the country into deficit, basically through profligate spending. He liked to throw parties. And so Oliver Cromwell, and besides which he was a Catholic as well, Oliver Cromwell was a Puritan, and so he was a Protestant, and so he didn't like the fact that the king was spending all the money, and so he and some of his friends got together and had the king arrested and beheaded and appointed himself Lord High Protector of England. But then he ended up being an even worse ruler than Charles the First had ever been, not on account of his of excessive spending, but on account of just bad financial management and excessive taxation. And it got to the point, I think I mentioned in a previous broadcast, that Cromwell was even taxing windows and chimney pots. So he would tax you on account of the number of fireplaces you had in your house and on account of the number of windows. And he actually drove a number of these royal noble families broke through taxation. And that's why many of the nobles became highwaymen. They became highwaymen just to pay their bills. And that's the truth of it. It's always been a mess, but the reason why the English are so reluctant to go back, to go to being a republic, okay, is because they instinctively remember the days of Oliver Cromwell. They remember that it was even worse without a king than it was with a king, and so they have chosen to stuck with the king model of rulership, with the king model, the royalty model of government. Because they, you know, during the days of Oliver Cromwell, you couldn't travel 5 miles without the risk to life and limb of you being robbed by some highwayman, such as myself, or in that day, you know, back in the days of the English Civil War, or the likes of James Hind, or the likes of any one of hundreds of highwaymen at the time. It's basically Britain getting rid of its king resulted in a descent of the whole country into a without rule of law situation. That's basically it. And that's why the English have been so reluctant ever since, no matter how badly behaved their kings and queens have been, to get rid of the kings and queens, because they remember what it was like under Cromwell. But you had he was basically a Jacobin, which was kind of like a communist, okay? But they didn't have the word communist at the time. But if you look at what the Jacobins believed, it was basically communism. This is why they don't want to get rid of their king and queen. And it's something that absolutely baffles Americans, because Americans managed to get rid of the king, and it worked in America, because you had this thing called the Constitution that you established at that time, and it, what it did was it reestablished all of your rights that you had under the Magna Carta. Now, there's nothing wrong with the British government. They just need to start ruling it according to the Magna Carta, which they haven't been doing for hundreds and hundreds of years. And if they don't start doing it now, they will go under Sharia law, because the Muslims are moving in and they are taking over. And it's because of the profligacy, the corruption, the pedophilia, the disenchantment with the British royal family by the English people, but their fear of letting it go for what might lie ahead in a without rule of law situation, without a king or a queen being there. But the thing is they're heading into without rule of law anyway, as the treatment of people like Julian Assange and Tommy Robinson clearly demonstrates. They're heading into without rule of law. Okay, there's no justice there. I've got friends in England, and they say it's horrible. You know, they try and stay out of the cities. They live, actually, some of my friends live in Hertfordshire, near Lady Catherine's old stomping ground. And they say that's the best place in the whole world, because now, as then, it's not really a very friendly place for people who want to dominate people. It's a place where there's really a great deal of freedom, okay, because there are so many tiny little out-of-the-way villages, and some of these villages can only be reached on foot, you know. Or they have one tiny little dirt track into the village, and the village might have 10 houses in it. And this is, like, only maybe 80 miles from London. And but it's a situation that's probably the best place to be in what is emerging in this situation. And that's why my friends have moved there or live there, you know. But that's what it's like. And I hope I can explain to the Americans why the English are so frightened of getting rid of their king and queen. They are frightened of the without rule of law situation that could develop as a result. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it does. It does. And I wanted to share with our class, you mentioned taxation on windows and chimney pots. And class, a chimney pot is that terracotta extension on the top of the chimney, and the purpose of it is to increase the amount of draft by increasing the height of the chimney. And it was an inexpensive, relatively inexpensive way of adding height to a chimney. So these could be, you know, 2, 3, 4 feet tall, made out of orange terracotta clay. They're decorative and they were functional. So what Gwyneth is saying is it's really easy to tax. Just count up the number of windows and count up the number of chimney pots to apply additional taxation. There's something that's quite interesting that I've learned, and that is that Princess Diana was related to, four of her ancestors were mistresses to British kings. So she was very pretty, and I can assume that the mistresses that were her ancestors were very pretty as well, and they were the mistresses of British kings. So there's a history there with Diana and the ruling of England. Were you aware of that?
Interesting. I would be really interested to investigate and do a past life analysis of Princess Diana. Unfortunately, she's not here.
Mm-hmm.
She has met with me in a dream at one time. She said the Queen is old and ill, and Wills needs to prepare himself to be king. So, Prince William, if you're listening to this broadcast, or if you ever hear it at any time, you need to prepare yourself to be king, because you're going to be king one day. And I'm not sure that Charles will ever be king. He strikes me as being very weak. He strikes me as vampiric in his outlook on life. But at the same time, he would rather paint watercolors and keep Berkshire pigs. He's a real strange kettle of fish, that one, Prince Charles.
Speaking
and yet at the same time, he's very proud of the fact that Vlad Dracul, the historic Count Dracula, was actually one of his ancestors on the direct male line. And he's bought Dracula's castle in Transylvania, and he lived there for half a year.
Well, when we talk about royalty, some other things that are interesting, and Prince Harry's engagement and marriage to Markle is quite the anomaly, I would think, because her father is white, her mother is black, and I don't think that's ever happened before, has it?
I don't. I think it might have back in the days of King Solomon, the Queen of Sheba, but I don't think it's happened since.
Yeah. Can we talk about why? Can you enlighten us when we come back from this break as to why this might have happened? And it happened very, very quickly. Meghan Markle becoming...
My name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
There's a quote from Meghan Markle, and she was asked, where are your parents from? And here's the quote. Quote, while I could say Pennsylvania and Ohio, and to continue this proverbial two-step, I instead give them what they're after. My dad is Caucasian and my mom is African-American. I'm half black and half white, according to Meghan Markle in this article on Heavy.com. So how did that happen, that the tradition of being of white ancestry just all so quickly changed? What do you think happened?
Well, I think that there's a few factors that played into this. I think that I think that Prince Harry's chances now of ever becoming the king are fairly remote. Because Prince William is married, has a couple of children himself, and so he's probably about fourth in line to the throne. If when William becomes king, he will be fourth in line to the throne. Okay, so at the moment he's about sixth or seventh in line, but he's going to be fourth when his brother is the king. But I think that everybody realizes that, he's not really the son of Prince Charles. So it really doesn't matter as much as it would. I think that everybody who has a brain in their head realizes that he's the son of James Hewitt, the polo player, and he's not really the son of Prince Charles. That Prince Charles has accepted him as his son, but he looks nothing like Prince Charles. Prince William, he really does. You can tell really that Prince William is the son of Prince Charles, but James Stewart is obviously, with his physical features, the father of, Prince Harry. And I think that's you know, that's the worst kept secret in the whole royal family. But once again, getting into the past life thing, I was musing on this as I was, you know, once again stoking my fire during the ad, and I believed for quite some time that Prince Harry is actually the reincarnation of King Henry VIII. Because there is such a strong physical resemblance between Henry VIII and Prince Harry. He's the spitting image of him. And I'm thinking that Meghan Markle might possibly be the reincarnation of one of Henry VIII's five wives. And I don't have their photos in front of me. But I'm thinking probably if you want to look up on the internet the five wives of Henry VIII, you'll be able to see pictures of them all and just see if there's any of them that strongly resemble Meghan Markle in the bones and in the facial structure. Because I'm thinking, just off the top of my head, because I don't have the internet in front of me, probably Catherine Howard. That this is actually a past life connection that he has with Meghan Markle. And that doesn't necessarily mean they're not going to get divorced in 5 years' time, because that's exactly what happened with Henry VIII too. He, you know, he divorced a few of his wives, beheaded others of them. But from my historical recollection, Catherine Howard was the wife that really stole his heart. And that he really truly fell in love with. So if you just want, and just give me your opinion.
I'm there. I'm looking. I'm looking at the wives, and Aragon, is that one of them? Boleyn, another one. Seymour.
Yeah.
Clevis, Howard, and Parr, and. I would have to leave that up to you. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'm not the person to figure out which one of these looks closest. But you know what? There is a resemblance there, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially between, you know, if you get a painting of a young Henry VIII, you know, before he began to pile the weight on, you will see that there's a very, very strong physical resemblance between Henry VIII and Prince Harry. And even to the fact that actually his name is not Harry, it's Henry. People just call him Harry. You know, people forget that his name is actually Henry. How's that? You know?
What a great...
People tend to incarnate back into the same life that they have had in previous lifetimes, and they tend to reincarnate in soul groups. And I think that this is why, for whatever reason, it's on a karmic level, not on any physical level, and that's why the rules have been bent on this occasion, because other members of the royal family sense it as well on a psychic level.
And very quickly, the six wives, one was divorced, one was beheaded, another one died, another one was divorced, another one was beheaded, and one survived. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Gwyneth Isaacs has a lot more information to share with us.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.